Blog Talk Radio.
Holy smokes. Pumped for today's show. And if you don't know me, I'm Matt Johnson, the leader of the pack. And today is feeling so good. I hope that all of you are ready and you have started on your New Year's resolutions, if you set them. Unless you're like me and I don't set New Year's resolutions, simply because I already was working on what I wanted to do and what I wanted to accomplish this year. Like, I was doing that in December, so I am already on the roll, like, I'm ready to go. So, wherever you're at, make 2015 the best year of your life, and simply by choosing to do it. So this is how I'm just going to start off my radio show, just with a little lesson, little rant, just kind of talk to you and get us prepared and our mindset ready for today's show. But here's what I want you to see. So today, earlier this week, the gym was packed. I went in on Monday and holy smokes, it was so jam-packed. And I couldn't believe how many people there were. And it was just all throughout the day. And I just thought, holy smokes, I hope this phase goes out quickly. Because like I know that it will go out quickly. And then Tuesday, I go to the gym exactly at the same time, and it's empty. It's like almost dead all throughout the rest of the day. There's never really a pickup time where I feel like it's crowded like it was on Monday. The lesson and what I see is, holy smoke, that trend lasted a day. The New Year's resolution and those people, like, they lasted a day. Wasn't even a week. Now, I'm sure there's whatever reason, but holy smokes. One day and it's packed, the next day it's empty. So, what's the lesson here? Well, what I know is that when we try to accomplish our goals, who are you being accountable to? Who is holding you accountable to the goals that you set? See, I think we don't understand this, that if we only stay accountable to ourselves, it's so easy to talk ourselves out of it. It's so easy to say, it's okay. I don't need to worry about that. See, when we don't have someone to be accountable to, it's so easy for us to give up. It's so easy for us to stop doing the work. And we start to fill ourselves up with the feel-good motivation. We start to read the free ebooks online. We start to watch the YouTube videos, and we start to look for the things to pump us up, and then we start to read the e-cards, and we start to think, well, at least I did this. That's good. And we just give ourselves little pats on the back. See, what I know about being accountable to someone, and not your roommate, not your spouse, not your kids, but really, like, someone that you have paid and you are accountable for and you're accountable to, what I know is that it changes the outcome of your results. It changes your actions and behaviors. Because when you're accountable to someone that you have paid, it's you either did it or you did not. And that person can hold you accountable because however long your goals are, if it's in 1 year I want to be down 100 pounds, then that person that you are accountable to will say, are you down 100 pounds? And the only answer that you can give is either yes or no. So being accountable to someone is very crucial in your step to creating a new you, to cause an evolution in yourself. In order for you to have an evolution within you, you must have accountability. If you don't have accountability, you'll probably give up. In fact, you probably continue to make the same mistakes that you always make in your life. And it just shows up in other areas too. It shows up in your relationships. It shows up in your spirituality. It shows up in your business. It shows up in your body. It shows up everywhere. When you give yourself slack, when you just give yourself pats on the back, and you continue to make the same mistakes that you always make, you will do it in every other area of your life. You can guarantee it. In some shape, form, or way, you will do it. You will make the same mistakes over and over again. How do I know that? Because this is what I saw myself. I didn't want to pay a coach because I knew the price was high. But then I asked myself, do I want to continue to stay where I am and make the same mistakes? Because I clearly don't know what I'm doing. Otherwise, I would have done the work and I would already have the life that I want. So when my coach and mentor says, hey, did you do it or not? I'm able to say to him, yes, I did, or no, I did not. We just finished a 90-day challenge together and with a group, and I was able to report back today. And there were some things where I fell short in my own goals. I can say, well, this is what I want to change in the next 90 days. See, the blessing and opportunity that you have when you fall short is huge. There's a life lesson that you can learn when you fall short. Because when you fall short, you can see what you need to change for the next step to move forward. When you are able to see the mistakes that you make in your life and the things that hold you back, when you're able to have someone that you're accountable to and you're able to say, I didn't make it, that person that you're accountable to can ask you the questions of why not? What happened? You can answer these and you can see clearly now the things that you need to adjust and fix so that you can move forward. Life is about progression. And you have to be willing to make mistakes. You have to be willing to fail. That's the risk that comes with anything, with growth, for expansion to grow and your capacity to grow. You must be willing to take that risk to fail so that you can see your weakness. So you can see your weaknesses so that your weaknesses can become strength. That will move you towards the life that you want. It may be a slow process, but failure and falling short is a blessing. It is a blessing to have that learning and opportunity. So let's talk about blessings. I had this 30-second conversation with a man at the drinking fountain today at the gym. And that sounds like so cliche, but this conversation was about 30 seconds. And here's what happened. I was just finishing my workout, and I was about to go jump on the Stairmaster and do my cardio. And this guy walks out of from what looks like he was in the sauna, and he comes over to the drinking fountains, and he just says, blessed to be able to do this, huh? What a blessed life we have. I just kind of looked at him and said, absolutely. Absolutely. And I asked him a little bit about what he did, and I've never even heard of a job like this, but he sells aircraft tires. And I was like, man, that is a unique job. That is awesome. And he just says, yep, it's just a blessed life. I get to be here when I can because I'm always on the road. And this guy was out of shape. Like, this guy was a heavy dude. But it's so powerful to hear him talk and to the things that he said in this quick, short conversation that we had. He simply said, but what blessed lives we have. Blessed to be here. And he continued to say these blessed, blessed, blessed. And I was like, holy smokes, this guy is awesome. and I go and I get on the cardio, and I just had to internalize a little bit about what he was saying. Because if you were just listening to him, most people would probably put him off and say, what in the world are you talking about? That makes no sense. Bless, what? Okay, whatever. But I started to think about what he said. Blessed. Now, I'm in this gym that is supposedly supposed to be making these renovations and supposed to be this new upgrade of a gym. And there are leaks in the ceiling. The equipment is old. And everything is just run down. And as you're working out, like, it gets no air ventilation. Dust is falling from the ceiling fans. And you just see this mess. And it's so easy for us to complain. It's so easy for us to be like, oh my gosh, this place is disgusting. This place is blah, 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 blah. I hate this. I hate this. And have these poor attitudes. But if you understood, you are blessed. Whether it's run down, whether it's tip-top millionaire status gym, we're blessed to have it. We're blessed for this opportunity to come and take care of our bodies, that we have a facility to take care of our bodies. I know people who struggle because they don't have gyms nearby, and they are trying to figure out how to take care of their bodies when they don't even have a gym. So what a blessed opportunity I have to go to this place, whether it's run down or not, and work out and take care of my body. Now we can go into health hazards, like you shouldn't have dust falling from the ceiling. Yeah, I get it. But I'm still so blessed for the opportunity to be able to go to this gym and take care of me. And so I listened to this guy who you would never think would ever say anything like this. Most of the times, most people like him would be like, oh my gosh, this is annoying. I'm overweight. I don't want to be here. Sweating sucks and all this stuff. But he says, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be here. We have blessed lives. And I looked around and see, in our lives, we have been trained to live in scarcity. And scarcity just means that we are always afraid of not having, that we can't give because we're going to lose something. So we come from a place of scarcity. Think about it. And I'm reading a book right now by Tony Robbins, and it's just putting a lot of things in perspective. Why people don't like to put money into savings? Well, because they feel like they're going to lose something. And there was an experiment done with monkeys, because obviously monkeys are closely related to how we as humans act, as emotions and things like that. But anyway, so they take these two monkeys, and they give one an apple, and they are just so excited. The group of monkeys are just so excited that they got one apple. Now, they take another group of monkeys and they give them two apples. Of course, they're probably even more excited because they got two apples. They got one in one hand, they got apples. Like, they are like, yeah, we got food. And then they did something with the group that got two apples. They took one of the apples away. They took one apple away, and what do you think happened? Well, these monkeys began to react. They began to be angry. They were sad. All these emotions because they lost one apple. Yet there you have the other group of monkeys who are happy with one. See, anytime we feel like we are going to lose something, we feel like we can't give it up. And so it makes it hard if we don't have a lot of money, if we're saying that we're going to go give something, go donate to charity, go do all these things, because we come from a place of scarcity where we feel like we're going to be at a loss. So why do I share all of this with you? What does this all have to do with fitness? Well, we are trying to work on fitness. See, we get so concerned about giving up time. We get so concerned about giving up extra energy. We get so concerned about how others are going to feel or think. So we get so concerned because we feel like we're going to lose some friends, we're going to lose some popularity or whatever it is. And we're so afraid that people are going to judge us. So when we come from a place of scarcity, when we come from a place of scarcity and we feel like we're going to lose something, it changes our reaction, our behaviors, because we're just not willing to give something up to have more. This is a huge, valuable lesson to me. When I see that my life is full of blessings, I come from a place of abundance. And I can see that with whatever I have, it is a blessing and it can be shared. I can come from a place of abundance. And then by doing that, I treat everything like a blessing. So think about this. If I thought that my body was a blessing, I would treat it as a blessing, which means I would take care of it. I would nourish it. Like, it's all abundance for me. If I'm coming from a place of abundance and feeling blessed with my relationship with God, I would use it. I would have that deep connection with God. I would pray more. I would do all of the things that He has asked me to do to draw closer to Him. I wouldn't feel like I'm giving up time, money, or energy to spend and create a relationship with God, because I would understand that it is abundance that allows me to have more of a relationship with God or a higher power. And with my relationship with my spouse or my kids or loved ones, again, where we get so caught up in the scarcity. But if we would just see that they were a blessing in our life, how would we treat them? What would change about the communication that we had with them? And what would that do for us if we weren't so scared about losing them and feeling like they were going to leave us? But we came from a place of abundance, of love and appreciation for them. How would that change our lives? How would that change the dynamic of the relationship that we have from them? We would have more abundance for them. We would have more to offer. And with our businesses, if we didn't come from a place of scarcity, we would see that we had something to help people. If it wasn't all about money, but it was about abundance of service and helping people, we would talk to everyone. We would have a product and service for everyone. And our businesses would thrive in abundance. We would have more. We would have more income. We would have more time and more freedom to do and have the lives that we want. See, this valuable lesson that this one saying came to me at the drinky fountain in a dirty gym with a guy overweight. And I was willing to listen to him and have a communication with him, and we are blessed. We are blessed. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what circumstance you are in, I get it. Whether it's going through a divorce, whether you are completely out of shape, maybe on the verge of death, maybe you've lost all faith in a higher power or God. Maybe your business is suffering right now. But I want you to understand that you are blessed to just be alive. Just start with that. Start recognizing how blessed you are to be alive. And if you can take that blessing and start coming from a place of abundance and saying, what can I give? What more abundance can I give? With my body, well, I'm out of shape. I can't really do much. But what if I got in shape and I started to help others and motivate others? What if I had a better body so I could serve people more? So I could do more for them? How would your life change? If you had the abundance and you treated your life like a blessing. This is a powerful lesson for me, and it's something that I strive and I'm working on to apply to my life for the 2015, because it's huge. Because what I know about abundance is that if I come from a place of abundance, I have more. If I come from a place of scarcity, I have less. Abundance gives you more. Always. It's a lesson that has been proven over and over and over again. So if you want more in your life, more love, more money, more body, that sounds kind of weird, a better body, if you want more connection with God and a higher power, you must come from a place of abundance. It starts with the mindset of not scarcity, but abundance. For 2015, I know what I want. I know that I want more, and I want to live life to its fullest. And I'm very clear about what it is that I want, and so my life must come from abundance. The pack evolution is not just surrounded around getting a better body, is giving you more, is giving you more life, because you evolve into a person that can see yourself differently. It's evolving yourself to be able to do more with your life and to be able to see that if you just take action, if you just start taking the small little action each and every day, start doing more, serving more, giving more of your time, your money, your energy. If you would just start with that, your evolution of who you can become and what you will create with your life, you would thrive. Your life would change. You would evolve into a completely different person. You would have the power to create the life that you want. The pack evolution is more than just a better body. The pack evolution is about evolving the average man, the mediocre man, or woman, into someone who can have more and become someone who is a leader within the pack. I'm the leader of the pack, but what I know is that we're all leaders. We just have to choose it. We have to see it within ourselves that we are leaders within our own pack. Your pack is in a family, within your church, within your colleagues. We are all leaders in our packs. And the pack evolution is about evolving people to be able to become the leaders and to have the life that they want. But it must be an evolution within you. So what's the power in being able to see life as a blessing and an abundance? You will see that you have more to offer your pack. You have more to offer when you have, but if all you're worried about is scarcity, I can tell you right now, that you are just focused on you. You're just focused on you and your problems and your stories and stress. But you will be provided for if you come from a place of abundance. Powerful, powerful lesson for me. So, step for you. Are you really ready to run by yourself this year? Will you hold yourself accountable? And will you be able to see your life differently by yourself? Or will you hold yourself accountable? Will you find someone that will hold you accountable to having the life that you want? To achieving the goals that you want? Will you? Will you do something different for yourself this year? For 2015, will you do something different? Or will you continue to run the same games that you've been running? Will you continue to have the life that you have? Or will you do something different? Will you begin to actually evolve? And this is different. And evolution is completely different than just going through challenging times and learning a lesson. No, 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 no. And evolution makes you see, think, and be different. So what does 2015 hold for you? Are you ready to evolve? Are you ready to have a better body, to have a better and stronger, deeper spirituality and connection with God? Are you ready to have a better relationship with your spouse and your kids and create an epic relationship, an epic marriage? Are you ready to thrive in your industry, to create more income, to having a life of freedom of time and money? Or will you continue to run the same game? So here's what I want you to do. If you are truly ready, if you are truly ready to evolve and take your life and take 2015 to the next level, it does start with you. That's why health is life. You are the vehicle to producing and creating the life that you want. So we must take care of you. And that's why fitness is my first thing that I help people with, to understanding that if you want more in your life, you have to take care of yourself. That's the abundance, being able to spend more time taking care of yourself, more energy to take care of yourself, and investing in yourself. The abundance is that you are worth the blessing and the time, money, and energy. So if you are ready to evolve, if you are ready to take your life in your hands and change, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to www.fitforevolution.com. Fitforevolution.com. And that four is like the number four. So fitforevolution.com. And I want you to just follow the process, and we will have a one-on-one conversation when you are ready. When you are truly committed to having the life and then truly evolving, wanting to evolve into this new person that allows you to have it all. We will have a conversation and we will start your evolution. Live a blessed life. I'm Matt Johnson, the leader of the pack, and I will see you next Thursday. I love you.